done it three times now. I've walked away from the computer thinking I've done it, and I haven't done it. Okay, hang on. Move that to there. Okay. Yes. I'm going to be right with you. Sorry, it's not very good, is it? Okay. What was I going to say? Yeah, so in a weird cycle of events, after posting the audio boo of the walk that I had, and then I noticed there was a button on the run tracker to export the route as a KML file, which is a Google Earth file, which you can just double click on if you've got Google Earth installed, and it brings up the route, and you can click on it and you can see the stuff. And I'm going to record it with ScreenFlow so you can see the video as I go down the route, so you can see the fields and everything else. So I walk by. That in itself, boring, okay? I get halfway looking on this map thinking it's got to be here somewhere. I know it was something like that. Get a picture of it overhead of this this rifle range gun camp thing. I'm thinking it's got to be. It's absolutely got to be. So I just did a search, Swadlingcote Gun Club, and I found that it is indeed Swadlingcote properly run gun club. Not some army barracks or testing or whatever, but whatever they were firing there today must have been some sort of like open day murder, death, kill, cheap ammunition day or something, but because it was just insane. And the reason why I want to post this is, isn't it strange how life has these certain variables that get turned on and off, depending on when you process them? I almost feel that I wouldn't have even bothered looking into, you know, going to... The last time I fired a gun, a rifle, was the latest army issue, some really lightweight, plasticky GA... No, not GA-36, that's massive. Anyway, the latest British rifle, anyway. And, you know, last time I fired one of them, Marine Cadets, a long time ago. So what prompted me to want to go, you know, this firing club, this gun club? That book, Emergency, you know, there's a lot of sections in there, a lot of bits and pieces that, you know, just give me a kickstart. And I almost feel like sometimes you store a lot of stuff visually in your subconsciousness, and then certain trigger points, certain things happen at certain events in your life, and you're either got to be accommodating and switched on to process them and be recognize that those things are happening, or they just wash over you and they get stored. And I think, I don't know what the external force is that sort of governs those that don't get processed, but I'm sure they're tied up in the frustration side of your psyche in some way. But I actually feel today was actually meant to be, in terms of me and my mum have this real weird ESP thing that we sort of make a big deal about and think, yeah, this, you know, make it's something important. But seriously, you know, I was reading about it yesterday and the day before, and then I just go randomly walking home a way that I would never normally go home, and I walk past a gun club. Don't you find that fucking weird? I find that fucking weird. And yet, at the same time, I feel like somebody flicked a switch, set the variable, you know, wrote line 20, go to 10, and all of a sudden, it's repeating in my mind. It's crazy. Recognition of transient events is getting more harder to do with the sheer volume of content that we're privy to these days, I find. And so today, just to be, you know, get out, allow that to happen organically from having this, you know, empathy from this book, if you like. Great timing. I wondered how this week was going to be, but I think it's going to be a damn interesting week. All I need to do now is to find out where the nearest airfield is. Chapter 2.